So the Heritage Trail Story Walk came from Ed Newton, who's our Resiliency Operations Manager, and really kind of sparked from a conversation that happened during his interview for the position in our office. And he was talking about, you know, our time in the military is not meant to be a walk in the park. But he said, as a resiliency, as the person who's responsible for bringing resiliency to the veterans in the community, he wanted it to be a walk in the park. And so he wanted the opportunity to be able to go walk in the park with veterans who were having a difficult time and just listen to them and encourage them. And I was so moved by his words and just the heart of what he was talking about that I asked him, what did that look like? And so he just started doing some research. Then he found out about the Heritage Trail being something that already existed in Hancock County with the Parks District. It's 31 miles long. And he presented the idea to the Community Foundation, who loved the idea and wanted to financially support it. So the final goal is to have these signs, like the one that we just did the ribbon cutting for at Riverside Park, all along the trail, the Heritage Trail, and to show the primary main, the big wars that America has been involved in, and then information about a Hancock County resident who was involved in that war and what their contributions were. So the one at Riverside Park shows World War II. And our hope is that as people walk or bike or run along the path, they will take time to stop and, you know, read that information. It's important for us to remember our history and, you know, how we've been involved around the world.